Telephones are great inventions. We'd have a hard time getting along without them, wouldn't we? And yet they can be sometimes so frustrating. For instance, how do you feel when you make a phone call and a recorded voice answers and asks you to leave a message at the sound of the beep? Or when your phone conversation is interrupted by call waiting and your party asks you to hold while he sees if this call is more important than yours. So you wait. What we really want is to have someone listen to us as if they really cared. You know what I mean. You call long distance to the Apex Washer and Dryer and Ironing Board Company. You call and you call, and finally you get through. An operator answers with, "Hold, please." After a long wait, the operator comes on the line again and says, "May I help you?" So you tell the person you'd like to talk to Mr. Green. "Who's calling?" So you give your name. "Hold, please." Finally, you get Mr. Green's office. "May I speak to Mr. Green? I'm sorry, he's away from his desk. May I take a message?" Now, does that all sound familiar? Now, think about that. God's remarkable promise in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, "Call unto me, and I will answer you." No hold buttons, no busy signals, never an interruption by someone more important. No, you have his complete attention every day, all day, day and night. Because God loves you, and he pays attention to you. He listens when you talk to him. He even invites you to tell him about every single thing you care about. That's the example for us, in our homes, in our families. When your child calls, answer. When your spouse wants to talk after you're home from work, then talk and listen. It takes such little effort, and it pays such big dividends. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.